Chapter 42. Gnick Selkirk. GNICKSELKCUHC. We stood under a big blue flower, deciding what to do next. All of a sudden, Scribblehopper leaped up. "Jumping tadpoles," he croaked, pointing to the flower. "It's Big Bluebell, the royal palace of the Prankster Pixies." I saw a little creature smirking at us. He was dressed all in green with tiny shoes made of tree bark. It was Chuckles, the king of the pixies. "Why era us his loop?" he said. "I wonder if he speaks English," Scribblehopper whispered. Chuckles chuckled. Then he spoke again. "Ho thou a hucknib for spoop mosknin," he snickered. Then he scribbled a few words on a sheet of paper. "I mark Nick for et sip," it read. I looked at the sheet of paper. At last I understood. "My name is Stilton, Geronimo Stilton," I said, "and I've discovered your secret. You speak backward. Os notlet si rua iman," King Chuckle said. "Er wa a thing nick sa thet ra klik won let m y wa y era ere." I was going to tell King Chuckles that I wasn't a knight, but then I thought, why bother? So instead, I pulled out the golden string from the music box. King Chuckles' eyes gleamed. He grabbed the string and attached it to a tiny violin. Then he began to play. Zin, zin, zin. Suddenly, I felt an irresistible urge to dance. How strange. It was as if some strange power had taken over my paws. The king of the pixies forced us to dance for 2 hours. Finally, King Chuckles put down his violin. I flopped to the floor. "Please, your majesty," I gasped. "Blossom, the queen of the fairies, is in danger. We need to leave your kingdom as soon as possible." The King Chuckles roared with laughter. "Raven," he cried. "Never?" I gulped. I was at least hoping for a maybe. Right then, Scribblehopper told me the king of the pixies always did the opposite of what was asked. "Actually, we want to stay forever," I said. "We want to eat here, we want to sleep here, we want to watch the grass grow here until we're old and gray." King Chuckles knit his brow. Then he screeched, "Od wa yaler tno ot yats net lai erid wai yava a yod livia ekat yoi morph dnal kokwiker hektev enorov sit yulis nab cheesecake." We were on our way. Okay, so I'm sure I'm gonna get a wonderful amount of comments about what I was saying. So I'm gonna give you the translation because it's a lot to take in. King Chuckles has said a lot of stuff. So the first, the name of the chapter means King Chuckles. Then the next line that he said was, "You are so foolish." And then Scribblehopper asks if he speaks English. And then Chuckles says, "Oh, what a bunch of nincompoops." And then he snickered. And then he says, when he writes actually on the paper, "I am king of the pixies." And then Geronimo figures out the thing, that the secret. And then King Chuckle says, "So, Stilton is your name? You're a knight. That's clear. Now tell me why you are here." Okay, and then he said never once. I think that was clear. And the last he said, "Do you really want to stay? Then I'll drive you away. A guide will take you from my land. Quick, fetch one for this silly band." Okay, that's it.